A quick word on audio quality. It's not going to suck the whole time. Solani and I have our microphones up. It's just the intro. And then I realized I recorded the intro to the. Now I'm doing an intro to the intro. Either way, it's going to get better sounding at some point. So you don't have to worry about me sounding like this the whole time or whatever. You'll find out why in just like literally a couple seconds because now I'm going to stop talking and then I'm going to begin talking again, except that's past me, whereas now I'm commenting on the fact that past me had bad audio. So, all
All
right,
right,
bowl
bowl head.
heads, what's happening, my bowl cuts, bowlers, bowl cast nuts, bowl cast-a-thon. Look, I'm going to level with you guys. Ken is sick right now, so there's no editing happening on this episode. And I'm just doing this little intro to let you know that you might hear some swears. You might hear me saying sorry, Ken, and then there's no bleeping happening before it. And it's kind of just like we're letting this one loose. We're letting this one ride. Ken has been sick, and I'm not going to make him work on something right before the holidays. That's ridiculous. Morgan also was not available to record this episode due to the holidays, and but she did record a little something for her resolutions for the year. So I have that. I'm gonna drop that in very soon. I just want to say thanks for rocking with us. Thanks for listening to us this whole time. Sorry for the crappy quality of audio right now. I'm recording this on the fly right before I put together the episode and just post it. Because it's right, literally right before it goes up. So this is what I'm doing. I hope that's cool with you. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Happy New Year. We'll see you in the new year. Taking a bit of a break right now. And then yeah, I got a couple things lined up and I hope you're excited for it. And I appreciate you sticking around. Also, I kind of like calling the fans bowl cuts. I think that's pretty funny. Picture Nicol Bolas with a bowl cut. Honestly, I might have to commission somebody to do that. I might have to do that. Put on a token for a monarch token. Who knows? Either way, we got plans in the new year, and I'm taking it easy at the end of this one because it's been pretty fucked up. Sorry, Ken. Also, sorry, me. I didn't have to say that, and I'm not editing it. Okay, here's Morgan's resolutions, and then we get into the episode. Thanks so much. Lots of love.
What's up, y'all? It's Morgan. It is almost Christmas, and I've been sick the last couple days. The snow's almost melted. It's 50 degrees, basically like I'm back in winter in California. I did want to pop in and say my magic New Year's resolution is I just want y'all to have fun. I want y'all to listen to the Bowlcast, send in some mailbags, see if you can get some guests on for us. Who do you want to listen to? Who do you want us to judge? Who do you want to do more math, make things better into the new year. Really looking forward to it. Really excited for all these new sets coming up. There's a lot of Universes Beyond, and I realize that some folks might not be super into it, but I love it, y'all. This game's the best game in the world. And being able to share a little piece of it, being able to get down and goofy and silly with y'all, that's going to be my New Year's resolution forever at this point. We have way too much fun with this, and it's just been a great year for the Bowlcast, a fun year for the Bowlcast, a transitionary year for the Bowlcast, and we're going to keep kicking some ass into the new year. So, Mike and Mike, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Happy holidays, everybody. And even if you're not celebrating, try to take some time for yourself in the next couple weeks, and we'll see you back in January with some more goofy, funny stuff.
Thank you, Morgan. Love you, Morgan. Now it's time for the episode proper. Let's get it. You're listening to Am I the Bowlcast, the only podcast about Magic the Gathering that you're listening to right now. I'm your host, Mike Carosa. You might know me from EDHREC.com. And also Commander's Herald, where the column started. Based on that column, we got this podcast. And on this podcast, we got co-hosts. Morgan Sanchez is not here to join us today, but co-host number one slash number two, depending on the order in which I introduce them, is here today. Michael Solani, we got Games Freak SA. Oh, God, I'm going to take that again. I'm just going to take it all again. Ken, leave this in. Don't take it out. I'm going to do a better intro for Michael. It's not, hold on. Ken?
Ken, you also deserve some shine. So I'm going to shout you out here too. Okay, we're going to start over, but we're keeping this in because everybody loves stuff like this. You're listening, I'm on the Boltcast. I said that part already. I'm your host, Mike Rosa. You know that. But also today, one co-host has joined us all the way from Chicago, Illinois. You might know him as Games Freak SA on the internet, but I know him because he's a friend, as Michael Solani. Hi, Michael.
Hey Mike, how's it going?
Ah, it's been a day.
Has
How you
it?
doing? Yeah,
I've
man,
been
it's been snowing nonstop. It's so bleak to look out at that. And I've also just been working from home, and after this I have chores to do, so it's like it never ends, you know?
Are you one of the people that get the seasonal depression? Would you
I
get
don't
sad in
think
the winter?
so. I don't think so. I think it's more so that I'm upset. I'm naturally upset at barriers that get to place themselves in my day, and snow is a big one. So like if I wanted to take a walk, I don't do that because snow outside. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? But I don't feel like I'm any different depression level wise. But how about you? How you dealing with I'm guessing Chicago's got a similar winter thing going.
Yeah, I think we're at 25 degrees Fahrenheit right now. You can do that in your Canadian units,
No, you got to do it
whenever you
for me.
can.
I'm not Googling stuff. The situation with my computer is precarious enough. I didn't even open Discord. I tried opening Discord 12 times, and it did that thing where it's like, "Hey, we got an update for you. One of one update. It's downloading." And then it just stops and crashes, and it's like it forgets that you're trying to open it. I literally a pop-up says verifying Discord as if it's about to open now. After all that, it had been 12 minutes.
Yeah,
Now it's
it's
saying
ridiculous.
downloading update 1 of 8. Why not start with that window instead of, man, fuck Discord for Mac. Sorry, Ken.
It's the same everywhere. It's basically just Chrome. On both platforms, it's just Chrome. You're running a website in a program. That's all it is.
Well, that's dumb as hell. Why am I even
Oh
bothering
yeah,
with the
it is
app?
dumb as hell. Everyone in the software industry thinks that it's dumb as hell.
Ugh.
A lot of programs now are basically just Chrome. You would not believe how many of them there are.
Oof. Oh my
Like
God, that's it.
a surprising number of text editors, Chrome.
I just did the Fahrenheit to Celsius conversion, and I'm surprised that Chicago's not colder. Because
We've been warmer like lately as opposed to recent years, you know. I remember when I was a child, it would get all the way down to like zero by this point, and now everything sucks.
Yeah, well, it's about the same temperature now for us, but it was at 5 earlier this week.
Yeah. 5 Fahrenheit, you mean?
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. No, because it's minus 15 Celsius.
Right. That's ridiculous. Man, I hate the cold.
You know what? I love an excuse. Like I love fall. Fall's the best season because it's like the perfect mix of like it's still a little warm, but there's a light breeze, so you can wear a jacket and be stoked about that. But then you got winter coming right after, and you're like, get the fuck out of here. Sorry, Ken.
Well, that would be a good reason for you to like spring, right? Because it's like fall, but you get to have the summer coming after instead of the winter.
But then you also got the grossness of getting out of winter. You got all the slush and all the nasty nastiness. It's all like puddles everywhere. No, fall is where it's at, man. You don't want to confuse the two. Spring, my birthday's in spring. Lots of reasons to love spring, I'm sure, but when it comes to like the vibe of things, the school year starts in fall. There's an air of renewal and like rejuvenation in the fall for me.
But the weird thing is that that sort of renewal and rejuvenation is more associated with spring than it is with fall,
I
you know?
understand, but internally and physically in my being, that's not how it works. That's
That's
just not
very
how it goes.
fascinating.
Look,
I'm
I am
actually kind of
nothing if
interested in
not
that, but
interesting. I'm
that's
a very
true.
interesting man.
The world's most. Do you drink Dos Equis? Do you get those commercials?
Yeah, we got those commercials. I never drank that beer though. Never once.
Man,
Also, because I
I
just don't like drinking. I think beer is gross.
remember when the Cerveza Cristal commercials were big? You know how they used to
No.
splice them into No, this was a meme like a couple of years ago. They would, instead of cutting to commercial during a film, they would splice in like a character reaching for a Cerveza Cristal during the film. So like there is a scene in A New Hope where he was talking about, he was getting his lightsaber out for Luke, right? But instead of actually pulling out the lightsaber, they had some guy in a robe, like an extra. His hand reaches into the frame and there's like a cooler, and then it opens up, and inside is a Cerveza Cristal, and he takes it out, and that's the ad. It plays like during the film without a cut. It's
Oh
incredible.
no. No,
You should
no.
look.
Really?
No, they're hilarious. You should look them up.
That just sounds like what AI is about to start doing, and I don't fuck with that. Sorry, Ken. I don't care for that one bit. But
But if
if
someone
it's
like dresses up and does that, and
No, that's great. Look, it's
that is a good bit.
the idea and the bit funny, but the means with which you accomplish it, not great. If you're
This
doing it
was
with Gen
like 20
AI,
years ago.
which is awesome. I'm into
Yeah.
that. That takes a lot of coordination too. Like that's great. That's so much effort and work into something that like is cool. But like the magic wand of Gen AI doing that today, go fuck yourself. Sorry, Ken. No, you know what? Leave that one in. That's what I think. Yeah, take it. Anyway, Morgan's not with us today. She can't join us. She's got too much going on this evening, and that's okay. So shout out to Morgan Sanchez, aka Indigo Gentleman on Blue Sky. Give her a follow and make sure to read EDH Rec, the website that she works very hard on. And
Our
I do
super
want to say
producer.
our super producer.
I miss
I
you.
also
I miss you, buddy. Rest in peace.
don't you dare, don't you
Yeah,
dare. Shout out to Ken, our editor. Hey, Ken, you might have heard Ken on an episode recently, and if you haven't, good job for you. Now you have a fun episode that you can go back to and listen to, because it was a banger. Got a lot of texts about that one. People really liked it. Shout out to Ken, great guest.
I still haven't watched the or listened to the Jason episode. I wonder how much of a hack job it ended up being.
I mean, I'll tell you what, it sounded really smooth. There were
Incredible.
definitely, Ken, we could cut this out. No, the Ken cut around a lot of stuff that I was worried about. And so, yeah. Anyway,
Good old
Ken,
sensors.
we're back. Anyway, so Morgan can't make it. Ken is a champ, and we are not doing a mailbag today. We're doing something a little different. Before we get into that, we should talk about our sponsors. Our sponsors today, of course, as they've been throughout the entire run of the Bowlcast, cardsphere.com. Cardsphere, get your cards here, baby. Make sure to check out the referral link in the description of the episode. Sign up for Cardsphere and get to trading. I love Cardsphere. I will say lately I've been avoiding American sellers on there because I don't want to be hit with any tariffs or duties to be paid. And there is a robust community of Canadians on Cardsphere. And I just want to say, hats off to you, gang. What a fun thing to know. Canadian sellers on Cardsphere, thank you for existing. I really appreciate you enabling my terrible habit of collecting cardboard that just goes right into a box. So cardsphere.com, get your cards online. Start sending them to people who want them so you can get the cards that you want. Cardsphere, get your cards here. Referral link in the description. Of course, we should also be talking about BoneboxGames.com. BoneboxGames.com. Use the promo code BOWLCAST for a little something something off. And yeah, shout out to Evan and Jesse, both sweetie pies, always cooking up something beautiful, always cooking up something fun. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do in this next year. I will say my favorite of their deck boxes is the freshly baked one. I think it's so cute. It's such nice colors. And I'm really excited to the next con experience I get to take it with me to, which don't know when that's going to happen, considering President Trump put forward a motion that required 5 years worth of social media to go over so you can get approved to go into the country. I don't know. This is something I read this morning, but if social media is going to be the backbreaker here, I'm just never going to come to the States again. I have said a lot of stuff about President Trump. The man is cancer. Anyway, we should probably talk about Magic the Gathering, huh, Solani?
I'm just kind of trying to find that news. We'll figure it out later.
You can Google stuff. You got the Google.
I do have the Google, But
You got the Google.
let's talk about magic instead, because that's ostensibly what people listen to us for, right?
Ostensibly. So here's
Yeah.
the thing. I want to start with a bit of an agenda first, okay? So before we dive in, I want to say this is how we're going to be talking about Magic the Gathering. This episode is our hopes and wants for 2026, kind of manifestation of some kind. And that does mean that we are going to talk a bit about I mean, we've talked about Lorwyn Eclipsed already. I'd like to keep talking about it because I'm so excited for the set. And we got a couple previews from the Marvel Superheroes set that's coming out in like 9 months. I have no idea when this set is coming
It's
out.
just a pregnancy away, guys.
It's j yeah, exactly. Uh-oh. That we're gestating. I hate that word.
Ken, cut that out. That made me
Bleep
cringe.
it. Bleep it hard. Okay. What does that even mean? Anyway, we got some stuff to talk about, but I do think that what we're really gonna get to is discussing, what we want out of this in the future. So, in a perfect world where I'm allowed to travel to the United States of America without fear of getting banned or worse. So let's begin by saying thank you for 2025. 2025 is what a
It was
year.
a good year. This was a
Very
good
good
year for
year.
magic.
It was a
Let's not
good
mince
year for
words.
Magic. Yeah. And also it was, I guess we were in Chicago this year. We had signings at the Command Fest or is that what it was called though? It wasn't called a Command Fest, was it?
I don't
It was a
remember. I
Magic
think
Fest.
it was outright a magic fest. They don't
It was a
have one
Magic
next year in
Fest.
Chicago, which is
Yeah.
very sad.
Which is
Because now I
sad
have no
because it's
excuse
so
to
easy
see
for
you.
you.
But then again, you weren't going to come anyway
I
because
don't
you
think I
have
could.
problems. Yeah.
We'll see. Either way, I just want to say our listenership has been pretty steady throughout the year, and that's been really nice, especially considering the fact that we went weekly. In this last year, we stopped doing the bi-weekly schedule, which was, a good idea, but we did lose a few people to it. So I don't know what happened there, but we'll figure it out. Either way, a lot of folks listening, a lot of folks tuning in, and I really appreciate that. I think that the format change to include mailbag episodes and just be flexible with the interview episodes makes it so that we can really have some fun and kick back together so you're never missing out on Morgan and Michael, which is something that I was conscious of with like bookending the interviews, was that I always love having Morgan and Michael on the podcast. Just, when we were doing bookends on the interviews, it was just such a hassle to schedule and so many moving things. And then on top of it was just such a strange way to do things that it just like didn't work out for me, but I didn't want to lose them completely. And so bringing Michael back for mailbags and having us all back on there and eventually bringing on some guests to do mailbags with us, I think that was the right call and something that I'm really looking forward to doing more next year. So if you have stories and want to get a jump on that, please send them to mythebolus@gmail.com. Whether they're yours or something you saw on Reddit that you'd like to share, please do. I'd love that. And we'll do some more mailbags in the new year. So yeah, Michael, it's nice to have you back on. It's been
Oh yeah, it's been fun.
yeah.
Feels good to have three people, you know? It's a good
Totally.
dynamic.
Yeah, plus it's like it's us, so we get to clown on each other a little bit and and we all think a little differently, which is very, the dynamics of a podcast. We love it. That's what we're here for. I'll say looking back on the episodes of this year, the year went by super freaking quick. Like, I can't believe that a lot of this was the same year. It's crazy to think about.
Yeah, when you put out a lot of stuff and then you kind of go back to the start of it, you're like, "Wow, that
Yeah.
felt like an eternity ago." But
It
you just
did.
keep doing stuff and it just keeps like accumulating. It's like cobwebs, but good.
Yeah, we've got, 30 something episodes in the tank this year, and it's a lot of episodes. We didn't go full weekly, I guess, in that case, but
We still did pretty good.
yeah, we did all right. I think that we've also had some pretty great guests on, And you know, like we're gonna continue that trend. Let us know who you'd like to have on the podcast. We would love to reach out to them and have them on. And I'm looking at reaching out to some of the people we had early on in the run of the podcast back on again to maybe see how they feel about their old pet peeve and then some.
I think we should get Obama. You
I
think we
mean,
can swing Obama?
Obama only plays modern, so he doesn't respect Commander. He thinks it's a garbage format that's ruining his format because of Modern Horizons. He honestly, he at some point got so upset he handed the phone to Michelle and said, "You talk to him. I can't do it anymore." And I said, "Michelle, do you think for just one day Barry would mind putting aside his hatred for Commander?" And she said, "Mike, we've been through this before. Every time you call, he wants to make you happy so badly that he thinks about it and it just makes him so upset." And then Sasha and Malia come out of their rooms and wonder why their dad is crying. And I think to myself, you know what? I should stop calling around the holidays. These are hard times for you. And then Michelle says, "You know what? That's a fair point. By the way, what are you bringing for Thanksgiving?" And I said, "Michelle, I can't come down there. It's just not happening. You know, Trump is a real." And then she goes, "Ugh, that idiot." And I'm like, "You see, you get to say that because you're an American. They have to let you back in." And then she says, "But you know about ICE." I'm like, "Oh, that's right. ICE is scary. ICE is scary." She's like, "Yep. Anyway, I gotta go console my husband because you made him think about Commander. But I will say I'm your number one fan, so it's always nice to hear from you." And I say, "It's always nice to hear from you too, Michelle. And I hope you have a great night." She goes, "All right, thank you." And I said, "All right, keep it crispy." Anyway, Barack is a maybe. I
Just a
think.
maybe.
I think I
I
can
think
wear him
you
down.
just got to find him the right deck, you know?
You let me do all of that?
Oh yeah, I wasn't gonna let you stop. It's either you're digging your own grave, which is hilarious, or you're doing a bit that's actually funny, which would be unprecedented.
Go fuck yourself. Sorry, Ken.
You're welcome.
I really like doing the mailbags. It's been a lot of fun, and it's kind
Oh
of become
yeah.
like the de facto way we do the podcast to the point where, yes, I would love to hear from our listeners to hear who they want on the podcast. So give me some names. Tell me who to reach out to. I'd love to have them on. Whoever. You know, if you like them, that's great news. Tell me why. Tell them to get on the pod. I'm reaching out to artists next year. I've got a couple in the tank that I'm really excited about. Not gonna name names. Not just yet, because I haven't confirmed yet. But what I've noticed is a lot of artists don't actually play the game, which is it's a difficult sell when it's all about the art. But at the same time, I hope our listeners find that fascinating. And you know,
Surely there
some.
must be something you can ask them about, like, oh, what's your worst experience at a convention or
Oh,
something that
totally. That's
peeves
part of
you?
it. That's
Yeah,
got to
for
be part of
sure.
it. The thing is, some people don't do conventions or anything, but luckily I've made sure to get in touch with those who have that experience, you know. So,
Yeah.
speaking of which, man, we have an interview with Pindersky that we're still working on. I think the audio is almost all cleared up and ready to go. It might end up being dropped as like a bonus episode after all. We recorded it in like 2023. Like that's how far back it was early on, or it would have been like early 2024. Either way, I gotta listen to it. Ken worked on it and then put it in the Google Drive, and I'm hoping it's all cleaned up. I just gotta listen to it again. Maybe I'll just put that out. Yeah, maybe. Hey, Ken, sorry about this, but maybe we cut that whole stuff about Pindersky. But I was just talking to Michael there.
Yeah.
I forget. So that's kind of where I'm at. The other thing is, like, I do want to do a live show. I don't know that that's something that we do regularly, but maybe there's like a quarterly live show that we can like pull out all the stops for. Maybe have a couple of friends drop in and chat with our listeners and viewers and do that on YouTube live or on Twitch or something. Maybe that's something we can like whip up on a computer that doesn't suck ass. Got to work on that, but these are goals that I'd like to put out there as like things I want to
I'll get my itty bitty little travel microphone out. That's a fun thing.
do. Your itty bitty travel microphone?
Yeah, it's like one of those blue Yetis, but it's like travel size, so it's really small and tiny. It's the one. Remember when I was in
San Francisco.
San Francisco a couple of years back? Was
Yeah,
it 2 years? And or was it last year? I don't remember.
Last year, I think.
But when I went and got that and I did the super scuffed from my hotel room,
Yeah.
that
I
was a
remember
fun
this.
one. We
That was a
were
fun one.
on, who was that with? Bevers? I think that was with Bevers, right?
I don't remember exactly. It might have
Because
been.
Bevers had all of us on something. I don't
Yeah,
quite
he had us
recall.
on Chat Chaos Commander on
That was
Twitch.
fun. We should do
That
that
is fun.
again.
I would love to. And you know what? He's probably good to go too. We could ask him to have us on. I do think that doing more stuff like that's interactive and live is good. And then also, I put together a Discord server for us. We can get all the bowlers together. I put together a friggity little Discord server a little while ago. Maybe it's time we give it to the peeps,
I
you
had a
know?
vision when you said the word bowlers. I was like imagining just a vibrant community of people that were making, like, you know, those terrible bowling alley strike animations, but
Hell
magic
yeah.
themed. Like
Yes.
whenever you like you play
I
your
live
Soul Ring
for
turn one and there's gonna be like someone who made like a
that.
terrible bowling animation that's like
Turkey.
Soul Ring.
Yeah.
I love those.
I'm gonna start
Especially
calling
when
people
they're
who get a turn one
vastly
Soul
wildly
Ring.
inappropriate.
Absolutely.
Oh
Those are some of the
yeah.
funniest sketches. I'm gonna call people who get a turn one Soul Ring turkeys from now on, and I'm not gonna explain why.
Oh
That's gonna
yeah.
be it. And I hope it catches on.
No,
I
what you
hope
have to
so.
do is give a wildly different explanation every single time. Sort of like when people ask me what the SA means in my name.
What does it
So
mean?
I don't really know at this point. I mean, I used to
Dirk,
be on when I was a teenager, I
Michael.
was on the Something Awful forums for a while, right? But now it's
Okay.
gauche to say that, so I can't really say that anymore. So I just make up an acronym every time I want to do something.
I think you gotta stick to one because SA is like an unfortunate acronym to not know what the fuck it is. Sorry, Ken. You gotta
Yeah,
pick
well,
one for sure.
I mean, it's definitely unfortunate. I do have to do something about it, but
Yeah.
whatever.
What?
I gotta
Why
rebrand.
is it too late to go by Games Freak MC? Like,
That
I
just makes me sound like I'm a master of ceremonies.
and that's fine, but it's initials. It's your world.
Frankly, it should just be my name, right? But then when I
Ah.
have to go get a job, it's gonna be like, so, your opinions on rampant growth, huh? And then I have to do through that whole fucking thing again. Sorry, Ken.
Apologize. There we go. But no, you don't got to do that whole thing. I assure you that anybody who's looking through your articles is not going to pick the rampant growth one as a thing to come at you with. They're going to pick the Xur deck where you lock people out of their permanence from phasing back in.
See, that's one of the ones that nobody remembers. That's the weird thing, you know?
Honestly, that's insane.
The
I've
Xur
had
phasing
nightmares.
deck. There was like that period between Super Arista Friends and like Zaxxara that sucked. Like there have been some duds, but
Zaxxara was such a banger.
oh yeah,
I
that
tried to find
one's
you a secret lair Zaxxara in Japanese when I was in Japan
oh
and
yeah,
could not find a single one. It was
that's
so
sad.
heartbreaking. I went to four fucking stores. Sorry, Ken. I went to four stores and also was trying to find tempting Lycids, and eventually I found a dominating Lycid and I thought, this is the
That
best I'm
is
gonna do.
objectively a better. Actually, no,
100%.
it's not. It's not a
It
better
is.
card.
It is a better card
No, it isn't.
than
I think
Tempting
Tempting
Lycid.
Lycid has more application than Dominating Lycid. One blue blue is kind of a bit, you know? It's kind of a lot to take in. Although
Okay.
it does steal a thing. Maybe I don't know. I haven't played around with Dominating Lycid. Also, I didn't have to look that up, so think about that.
All right.
I just know what the lists do.
You do. So back to what I was saying about there being a Discord. We got a Discord for the bowlers and the turkeys out there, and let's call our fans turkeys. That's what's up. Hopefully,
That's like two levels deep, though. It's
I
like, well,
know,
why
but
are you
isn't
called turkeys? Well, we're bowl cast listeners, so we're bowlers.
and
And
that
then it's like,
means
well, why is it
turkey.
called the Bullcast? And you just got to keep.
You got
It's
to
not
keep
very
digging.
good brand recognition.
Look, it's
You have to care
fine.
about the brand. It's all
All
about
right.
branding.
All right. Anyway, there's a Command Fest in Toronto that I'm looking at showing up at. So if I can make it, you'll know because I'll talk about it a week and a half before at the very least. I'll be posted about it because I'll have to take a train down and everything. But I'd love to be out there. And I really, really hope that travel restrictions aren't as stringent and I can come down to the States and do some more stuff with Wizards and come see the pals. Come see. Look, honestly, the beginning of this year started so hard with with Chicago. We had so many people come get their stuff signed at the booth. We had so many people came up to me and Morgan to tell us how much they love the podcast. Like, I spent the weekend just finally feeling like this was happening. And then I had to pull out of Vegas because a woman going down there for a bachelorette party was detained in Arizona for a full week because she was just going down there for a bachelorette party from Canada. You kidding me with this? I'm not risking that. I don't keep as well in a week in prison. I sleep with a machine. You think I'm gonna
It is
risk it?
true.
I will
As someone
die.
who also is a CPAP, man,
Your eyes look brighter, buddy. I
it's
love
like it.
I love this for you.
Well, that it's that and the Adderall. Like, if you take away either
Double
of those,
time.
it murders you, you
Yeah,
know? I
right.
become a completely different person.
And I become a different person when I'm hungry.
Like,
That's like that Snickers
this is
commercial.
a real thing. If your like partner says you snore or something, you should get a sleep study done. 'Cause like if your oxygen drops to like 30 when you're asleep, it will kill you, and that's not good.
When I got my sleep apnea test done, I asked if the technician could tell me anything, and she said, no, the doctor's gonna have to interpret the results. And I was like, but you could tell me how many apneic events I had in one test. And she said, you had 96. And I said, is that bad? She says, highest I've ever seen. And
Jesus Christ.
I know
Like
people who've had more.
for context, five is like supposedly normal. Five an hour is it? Is normal. 96 is like
Messed
you
up.
just don't breathe when you're asleep, more or
Yeah, and
less.
so that's where I was at years ago, and that it sucked because I thought I was sleeping great, and then I used my sleep apnea machine for the first time, and I was like, oh, is this what people feel
Oh,
like when they're not rested?
this is what life is supposed to be like, yeah.
Yeah, and then that levels out. But the thing is, when I got the amount, I was like, is that bad? She goes, highest I've ever seen. I was like, I hear that sometimes you can have brain damage from this. And I go, and she goes, yes, if prolonged exposure to like less oxygen, whatever, your brain can you can get brain damage. I was like, do I have brain damage? And she goes, if you've been sleeping like this for as long as you say you have, and it's been, you don't really, you don't, it's, you don't probably, you probably don't, you might have brain damage. That was her. She like tried so hard not to say it, but then she was like, you might have brain damage.
We need a doctor to interpret the results.
And the doctor said, inconclusive. I did have to see a respirologist. They were,
You're a comedian, huh? No, I don't think that's not a good point for you.
It's not the oxygen getting to your brain. It's the fact that you keep hitting your head with the mallet like a cartoon.
It's not contributing.
No, it's not
It's not
helping.
helping.
No, I did have to see a respirologist who was like, they were like, we're worried about these results. We need a specialist to see if you're breathing well at all. And the respirologist was like, you have a very small windpipe. And I was like, is it because I'm fat? And he was like, no, actually, your windpipe is just very, very narrow. This would have happened whether you were th thin or right now. And I was like, so I'm skinny on the inside? And he laughed, but my mom did not. And she was with me because I kept falling asleep everywhere and I needed her to drive me places.
Jesus
What a time.
Christ.
Yeah, it
That's
was
hilarious.
bad.
I'm skinny on the inside. Am I just thin boned?
Thin boned like a bird.
I'm not skinny, I'm
Olive.
just thin boned.
All right. Look, we've derailed significantly. We haven't even talked about magic in like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
All right,
wonder what
look.
that's like.
I just want to say shout out to the listeners. If you're listening, I hope you're enjoying this. If you're not enjoying this, I'm so sorry, but you have the power to turn us off. Email us at
Don't. It's terrible for
amithebolus.
analytics.
It is bad for us. Please email us at amithebolus@gmail.com. Let us know what you want to hear. We're happy to take on some feedback. There was talk of a Patreon. It just feels icky to charge people for stuff like this, but it is what it is. It's the times we're living in. I don't want you spending a ton of money on us. And so we're just going to try to
I
keep it
do.
pretty cheap. Yeah, that's right. Michael wants it. But either way, I think I appreciate you, and I thank you so much for your continued listenership, and I hope it keeps going into 2026 and then on. So back to Magic, back to the beginning of 2026. We're talking Lorwyn Eclipsed. I don't want to get too into it because we've discussed these cards before. We haven't seen any new cards from Lorwyn Eclipsed, despite it coming sooner than the Marvel superhero set that we're already seeing cards for.
Five, five, flying, vigilant, and destructible at like four.
Hang on, we're gonna get to that. I can't wait to talk about that card. I just will say, Lorwyn Eclipsed, if you haven't listened to or read the stories, please do. They're really good. I've been enjoying the story a lot. I was worried that they were gonna follow the Strixhaven kids the entire time, but it's still, no matter how you slice it, it's still a Magic story on Lorwyn, and that rules. I mean, I'm so stoked about it, and I really hope that you read it and support it because we need to keep getting this kind of thing. I love that Wizards is still putting out stories about the game, about the universe. It makes me so happy, and its scarcity in the last couple of years has really made me appreciate it a lot more. Especially with like Duskmourn. Man, Duskmourn was such a banger. Just keep it going. Read the chapters, listen to them on the podcast. It's so worth it. Now, we got to talk about the Marvel superhero spoilers that we have seen today, starting with the fact that they're reprinting a Heroic Intervention three separate times with three separate arts in the same bonus sheet. And you have to wonder why they would do that in a set that's meant to be limited experience. Like,
Yeah, God
why?
forbid anything gets removed in this fucking game. Sorry, Ken.
Unbelievable. I
It's
want to shout out.
like at this point, it's like, do I even cast removal spells? They never
No,
work.
no, they never will, especially playing against green. I'd like to shout out two pieces of art from this sheet so far, and then I want to just I want to talk about another one. So the first one is the Electra Deadly Assassin, so Massacre Girl reskin. That art is just so sick. I've never seen anything like this. Apparently, Bill Sienkiewicz is someone who comic book lovers are big fans of because the moment I saw this spoiled, a bunch of people were like, "Oh my God, it's Bill!" And at least they have a Sienkiewicz in the mix, and I understand why. This is so haunting, so striking. Just incredible art on this card. Big fan. I also want to shout out the Horn of Greed reprint with Doctor
Dr. Doom
Doom.
does as he pleases.
Yes, Doctor Doom does as he pleases. Fool! You know what I mean? And he's tooting in a horn. It's just so funny. And it's great. I really am a big fan of that choice there. Chaos Warp looks great. I'm just mentioning offhandedly, but I do want to talk about Extinction Event. Extinction Event is one of those cards where, like, man, if the formatting, if they just like reformatted this a little bit, it already doesn't look like a Magic card. So, like, why are we sticking to where the placement of this stuff is? We've had
Yeah,
Secret
that is
Rares
kind of
around for so
true.
much. I just don't understand it. Like, move things around. This is. The black is so striking, like, you know, I don't know. It feels silly. I just don't know. I was
They
looking
have
at
to
this
do
going.
something to make these. Like, I understand that these baseline art cards where they just take a frame from whatever it is they're adapting and
Yeah.
then they just put like
White
outlined
text.
text.
Ugh.
It's terrible. I really hate it. Like, I wish they would just go ahead and make a transparent back to this already. Just make a transparent box and just put it there, and then, you know, you're not adapting anything that's
No.
super, you know, this is not, you're not looking at stuff in the Louvre. You could just go ahead and get Dr. Doom does as he pleases, and that'll be it, you know?
Yeah. So that's that. But let's talk about the cards from the set that are interesting. You brought up my favorite one, but well, let's save that one. I'd like to talk about the Fantastic Four. The Fantastic Four look like they're a commander deck, so I'm assuming that it is a commander deck, and they are four color,
Yeah,
so
they're all from MSC, so that is a commander deck. Is
right.
the Doctor Doom associated with this also part of it? Because I also
N
saw like a
no.
five color Doctor Doom. Oh,
Oh
no, that's a
wait, I didn't
Super
see that.
Scroll. Never mind.
Yeah, Super Scroll is a card in the set. But it
Okay.
wouldn't be in the commander deck because this is four color without black, which I'm bored of, by the way. I'm bored of the color combination without black. I'm sorry, I'm bored of it. It's also the same
It's
thing with like
weirdly
attractor colors.
overrepresentative.
It's so
Overrepresented.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the most of the four colored pairings. It's just like, oh, hey, we need heroes are just so complex. They're like multifaceted beings, and we need something to be color five colors, but we're not going to give them black because black is the evil color. Well, I guess how do we do it? Give them all colors but black? Sure. And I'm over here like, fucking why? Sorry, Ken. I can't stand. First of all, we're excluding black like it doesn't have more levels to it. Like you can't tell me that like there isn't something about Mr. Fantastic that is black. Like his ambition gets in the way constantly. You're telling
I
me
mean,
that he's not black?
if you think about all the options that they have just from Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Like, if Tony Stark comes in and he's Izzet and not Grixis, I'm going to
Yeah.
be
Well, I mean, we got the
I
secret
don't care that
lair.
much, but like still.
We got that secret lair where he is it? Like
Yeah.
that said, we have the Fantastic Four. They're each their own cards, and they're each four colors so that they can each
Each
lead the
four
deck.
color identity.
Yes, color identity because they are, white, blue, or red, and green. But like, for instance, Invisible Woman is mono white, but color identity is all colors but black. So, they all have some kind of text that wants you to cast a non-creature spell this turn, like at the beginning of combat. So the
Yeah.
idea is like at the beginning of combat on your turn, if you cast a non-creature spell this turn, or like that's the main text that they all share. And then they have an activated
Some
or triggered ability.
duplicator,
Yeah.
yeah, for
So
the other
like
colors, for
exactly.
Woober, but not the
Yeah.
Werg.
Werg. But yeah, I mean like I just shrug looking at this and I go, fine. And
These are
there's
paint
some.
by the numbers.
Yeah, it very much feels that way. And I'm not excited by these. I love that there are people out there who are like, get your fun. I'm not going to take that from you. I just am not inspired by these. And I really, really hope that there's something more to this deck. Like the same way that I'm like, I'm actually excited for like Marvel superhero stuff. I love Marvel villains so much. I think they're fascinating.
The
I
villains
think,
are much better on
of
average than the
course.
heroes.
Of course, because they're more complex and we're supposed to like figure them out. Heroes are infallible and they always win. So to me, it's like that's where the most interesting stuff is going to happen. But at the same time, we're looking at these cards and I'm just like bored by them. But I really hope to see something more interesting. And then we get the rest of the set that we've seen so far, which is like Captain America Super Soldier, one white for a first strike, 3/2 human soldier hero. Captain America enters with a shield counter on him. And as long as it has a shield counter, you and other heroes you control have hexproof. Not bad. Like, it just is very indicative of the fact that this is a standard set.
Yeah.
Like, this is for sure a standard and a limited product. So I just am so far I'm kind of like this is such a 60 card format set already. But like you have stuff like Quicksilver Brash Blur for one red for a legendary mutant hero 1/1. It's got haste and an ability called Power Up, so four in red. Put a +1/+1 counter and double strike counter on Quicksilver. Activate each power up ability only once. Reduce the cost by its mana cost if he entered this turn. So, ostensibly, if on turn five you got to play Quicksilver, you could pay five mana to give it +1/+1 and double strike. So, you get a 2/2 haste double
Two double
striker.
strike, yeah.
Yeah.
Haste.
But the most interesting line of text is if Quicksilver Brash Blur is in your opening hand, you may begin the game with him on the battlefield.
Can you
Pretty
imagine when
fun.
someone draws the nuts and it's like four of these and a mountain and two bolts in modern, and you get hit for what, four mountain bolt seven,
He's a
and
legendary
then
creature. You're not going to get all four of them out.
that's true. That
Yeah.
is kind of funny though.
I mean, get them all to die and then they're all in your graveyard. I don't know if
Yeah.
that's any good.
You may begin the game. You may. I mean, you
Yeah,
don't
you
have to
may.
keep playing
Of
them.
course. I will say I'm
It's
disappointed
probably a
in
bigger
Dr. Doom.
problem. It's probably a bigger problem than we think it is. I remember when
I don't
patches
think
took over
so.
Hearthstone. That was a big pain in the butt because
I
he
don't
came
know
out every
this.
time you played a pirate and he was just like a 1/1 with their equivalent of haste, but it was still enough, you know?
Question mark on that one, dog. I'm so sorry. Dr. Doom, real disappointing to me. Four black for a 3/3 human scientist villain. When it enters, create 2/3 colorless robot villain artifact creature tokens named Doombot. That's a mouthful for a token. As long as you control an artifact creature or a plan, Dr. Doom has indestructible. And at the beginning of your end step, you draw a card and lose a life.
This is
I
another
mean.
Hearthstone reference. There was a Doom Doctor in Hearthstone that also made 2/3s. What the hell?
That's amazing. I just think that like
It was
this is
Doctor
like yes, it's
Boom.
Dr. Boom.
He only made 1/1s, but he did make 2 of them. So.
So completely different. Either way, Dr. Doom like shows up with nine stats worth for six, and you get this one guy to be indestructible, and he draws you a card at your end step. Like it's strong, but it's not flashy, and it's such a bummer that it's not flashy. But I want to talk about three other new cards that I'm really excited for. We'll save the Sentry for last, but let's talk about Namor the Submariner. Namor the Submariner is one blue for a star four mutant merfolk villain flying. Namor's power is equal to the number of merfolk you control, so he's always going to be like a 1/4 if Namor keeps his types. And it says, whenever you cast a non-creature spell with one or more blue mana symbols in its mana cost, create that many 1/1 blue merfolk creature tokens.
Dana's gonna be pissed. This is immediately gonna replace Calafi, right?
I don't know. Calafi cares about pips. This guy cares about merfolk.
Yeah, but this guy cares about pips because it makes merfolk, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's honestly, it's just gonna be brutal to be like, okay, counter spell, make two merfolk. This guy gets +2/+0 now.
He's got
Like
flying.
he's got flying.
You know, the
Honestly,
undersea guy who's got flying.
well, he had yeah, I don't know what his deal is, but it's what a card. Just so fascinating. Very interesting that this set is like non-creature spells. In a world where it's all about the characters, I don't get it. But okay, all right. The next one I want to talk about is Baron Helmut Zemo. Is a 3/3 for black legendary creature human noble villain. Whenever you cast a black spell from your hand, Baron Helmut Zemo connives. Already pretty good. Like
Fun.
every black spell you get to friggin' loot.
Yeah, you get
And then maybe
to
make this
throw
guy
away your
bigger.
reanimation target.
Yeah. And then he's got Boast, which is to say you only activate if this creature is attacking, if this creature attacked this turn and only once each turn. So you can Boast. And the Boast cost is exile any number of black cards from your graveyard with 15 or more black mana symbols among their mana costs. So, okay, weird line of text here. We haven't even gotten to the ability. The ability is copy those exiled cards. You may cast up to three of the copies without paying their mana cost. What the heck, dude? What a weird text box.
I think that means you can only cast 3 of them no
You can
matter
only
what.
cast
You
three of them no matter what.
can't pay more to cast more, you know? It's
No,
not
you
like a
gotta. Yeah.
this is not like a factor deal where you get like 10
No.
meals for $8 and then
Not sponsored.
not sponsored.
But also, no, it's just so strange. It's just like, okay, I'm gonna put Phyrexian Obliterator in there. Let's get what are some
Get
other
Phage in there just for fun.
phage? No, die right away. Phyrexian Obliterator, we got Zodiark from Final Fantasy, the god guy. Oh God, why can't I think of many black pips things? Oh, we've got stuff like
Big furry monster, the BFM.
yeah, if you rule zero that thing in. You've got Massacre Worm for three pips. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Just fucking wild. Sorry, Ken. Just a weirdo. Little
There are
weirdo.
so many black devotion commanders now that you could just choose. I really
Really?
like that. I feel like
Who
there's
would
a
you?
ton. There's a ton
Who?
of like specifically black commanders that care about playing black spells, like more than any
Okay.
other color,
I see
right?
what you mean.
Yeah.
I love that, honestly. I think it's such a cool, interesting design. I don't want to talk about many others. I have one that I want to talk about, and it's the one you hinted at before, Michael, but is there another one that you want to talk about? Like, I know Bruce Banner's popular, but
I don't see
just look
it.
up the
This is
Hulk and
just
Caltrops. Who cares?
Bruce Banner and the Hulk just feel like what do they feel like? They feel like a worse version of either Gogo or the Big Mole. It's like
Yeah,
if I want to do
Anthrax.
one or the other, I would pick one or the other. Like trying jam them together like this doesn't really help, you
Yeah,
know?
it's not my favorite. I will say that the comic book art treatments for Bruce Banner and Captain America and the sagas look incredible. But my focus is going to be on the Sentry Golden Guardian, 3 and a white for a 5/5 legendary creature, human hero, flying vigilance, indestructible. When the Sentry enters, target opponent creates the Void, a legendary 5/5 black horror villain creature token with flying and indestructible. And the Void attacks each combat if able. So luckily, the Sentry's got vigilance. So if the Void comes at you, you can block the Void. But yeah, isn't that wild? What a weird card.
I mean, you're basically hitting someone for 10 every turn with this because you know that they're not going to swing the 5/5 at you because they want to throw it somewhere it's going to make any difference. So it's going at one of your opponents. And
Right.
then you could blink the sentry to make the void for other people
Other
too.
point, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. But
Just
then they
give
smash their
everyone a
voids into
void.
each other.
I
That's
guess
what
that's
it ends
true.
up happening.
But
But
they'll be
they're
tapped in
indestructible.
order. They'll
Yeah.
be tapped in order though. So like it'll tap one and then it'll tap the other, the third one. And when it gets back to the first one, the other two
It's
voids are
mean.
going to be tapped. And then
I
for the second
also,
one, the other two voids are going to be tapped.
I mean, in limited or in like 60 card formats, this is also very stupid. Like, it's just like,
I
I
feel
don't
like
know.
indestructible is probably going to be a sub-theme of this
I
set.
have to assume that there's some way to like get around it. I also just think the Sentry's art looks friggin' cool. Like, I don't know this character at all, but I'm
Yeah,
fascinated
I've
by
never
him.
heard of
Like,
this.
not even once. And honestly, that's awesome. That's what Universe Beyond is supposed to be doing. I think that's correct. It's pretty sweet. Also, throw this in the Kamball Profiteering Mare deck. You know what I mean? Make yourself a copy of the Void too.
Yuck.
Pretty brutal. Yeah, I don't know, maybe like you blink the Sentry and you force them to sacrifice another like one of their voids if you give it to the same person, but you have payoffs for things dying like in a Boros deck with Vicious Shadows or something. Who knows? I just like that this card exists.
It's
Like there's
fun.
I think it's a fun one. I think it's an interesting design, and that's where I'm at on this set is I'm ready for the bending that comes with
No, bending was
magic.
last set.
Okay, you're right. You're right. That's my bad.
You walked right into that.
I really did.
To the point where I'm not even sure you didn't do it on purpose.
I did not. I caught it after with a fact and I was upset about it, and then I was like, here it comes. I like what Universes Beyond does to Magic. I think it offers us a way to get really creative.
That's a hot take. I like
Whatever.
Universes Beyond. Oh my God.
I like Universes Beyond. I like the idea that Magic is forced to go a little further with their mechanics to match the vibe of whatever they're bringing into the universe we're a part of. And I think it's cool. I think it's really cool. I like it, and if you're mad at that, well then be mad privately.
Be
That's what I
mad
have to say.
privately. That's such a Sir, just go and be mad
Be
privately.
mad privately, sir, please. But yeah, I think that does it for me. Is there anything that you want to part with?
Not particularly. I think that this has been a great year. I've really enjoyed playing card games. I've really enjoyed collecting the cards. Outside of Aetherdrift, it doesn't feel like there are any major misses. So,
And even
as
Aetherdrift had
Spider-Man.
some pieces of it that I liked, you
Like,
know?
neither. Like, if you were to mash together Spider-Man and Aetherdrift into one coherent set, then. By which I mean one, take out the bad parts and mash the good halves of them together into one good set. Like, we still got a lot of stuff.
Final
And.
Fantasy was a banger. Edge of Eternities is like
Yeah.
s sneaky banger, even though Spider-Man stepped on its toes a ton.
Like, everything was spectacular this year, more or less. Aside from a few,
Spectacular
like, minor.
Spider-Man, did I get you this time?
Yes. No, I
Nice.
did that on purpose. But.
My ass.
It was Marvel Spider-Man was the name of the set anyway, so but
Yeah, but
still,
the
you know,
Spectacular Spider-Man in the set.
I think that I really enjoy this year. I hope that, you know, we're gonna lead off with Lorwyn.
So
That's gonna
excited.
be a great palate cleanser for everything that's happened. And I'm excited to see where this year takes us, honestly.
Yeah, me
Do you have
too.
any magic New Year's resolutions for us to sort of end this all on?
Honestly, great question. Thank you for bringing that up. That's I would like to in the new year, I'd like to play more often. I haven't played nearly as much as I wanted to this year, and I think I'd like to make it a point of having something more regular going on. I'd like to do
Like
a
bowel
real
movements.
That's what we want our listeners thinking of when they hear us talking. I
We already had the
also.
CPAP conversation. We're deep into nursing home territory, dude.
Okay, you're right.
Go on.
But that said, I think that I don't also I don't just want to play more. I want to cull my collection considerably. Like, there's just decks that I have that I don't really play and kind of keep together because it's like all these pieces that aren't really gonna get used elsewhere, and then it's like, nah, there's some mana bases that I just don't want to be buying all over again. And in the same breath that I want to cull my decks, I
I
want to
want
pull the
more.
trigger. Yeah, I want to
Yeah.
pull the trigger on some that I've been working on. I have this experience counter deck that I've been excited about. I've been cooking up Beador Ancestor's Voice for a better part of the year. I've got this like weird life gain and loss thing that I wanted to put together that isn't just Beador. Marchesa, Dealer of Death is a reanimator deck with spells that I'm really looking forward to putting together. Meanwhile, I did build a bunch of decks this year. I was shocked by Final Fantasy. So, I'm looking forward to more games. Taking apart some decks and putting some new ones together. And then also, I want to be more open to some play styles. Like, I'm not gonna like nope out of stacks games or land destruction games as quickly as I have in the past. I just think that they're a different kind of game that I'm not always ready for, but I do want to be more open to it because
Yeah,
honestly,
some
it's
days
the
you want to play
sauce.
chess, some days you want to play
Yeah.
checkers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's an element to it of that to it. Yeah. Those are my resolutions. Play more, deconstruct some decks, build some other ones. And I guess for the podcast, I'd like to have some more interesting guests on. I'd like to have more mailbags with the crew and get a live show going online, potentially with a Patreon, who knows. And then finally, yeah, I can't think of anything else. I think that's all really good, right? Michael, what
Yeah.
about you?
Honestly, personally, I want to keep cultivating my YouTube channel, and I want to keep going with all the momentum I've been building up. The top 10 most interesting commanders video did really well. I'm very happy about that. So that's been exciting. I want to keep doing more stuff like that, you know,
Good.
get on streams, that sort of thing.
Hell yeah.
I'll get there. It's very exciting being able to like look at something like this and actually see actionable feedback about what you're doing, you know? So that's really kind of what motivates me, and I'm glad to have gotten there. But I also just want to spend more time hanging out with cool people and playing card games with them, you know?
That's what's
It's just
up.
fun.
It's fun. Let's keep having fun. That's a good theme for the new year.
Yeah.
I guess that does it for this year. This episode is coming out, let's see, next week, right? So next week would be the 17th, and then the weekend after is the holiday season, and we're just gonna take a little break. We're officially on hiatus. After this episode, we are on a break into January, and I've already lined up an interview for the early year, and we're gonna have us a pal on the show. I'm gonna be emailing some artists, but also I'm gonna save up some mailbags that are worth discussing for with Morgan and Michael. So look forward to that. Just want to give one more shout out to Ken, our sweet, sweet editor. Ken's not going to do this for himself, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to say shout out to Ken.
Jesus, dude.
And that's gonna do it for us on this episode of Am I the Bowlcast. Michael Solani can be found at gamesfreaksa.info. That's where you can find all things Michael Solani. Check out his YouTube channel. Make sure you su subscribe and support. Watch those videos. Give him a like. Comment how crazy he is at friggin' deck building. Give us a follow. Am I the Bowlcast on Blue Sky? Mike Carrozza, MikeCarrozza on all platforms. Check out my comedy album. I've got a new special ready to go. I just got to film it. I got to figure that out. Also, something to work on in the new year. It's pretty much well ready to go. So, just got to find a new place on this side of the border to record it at. So, there's also something new coming in the new year that I am going to vaguely talk about now and say, keep your eyes peeled. It's in the magic space, working on something cool and interesting and pretty fun. And I hope you dig it. That's all I'm allowed to say. Vague. See you in the new year. Bye, everybody.
See you around. Can't cut that out. Can't keep it in. During the outro. Just do it.